Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, that especially goes to the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women out there getting the job done doing that. And, of course, Felix and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and getting that job done so you get your mail delivered today. And then there's also the suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel to the gas station. So you got petrol for the weekend. Going to be very important if you're going to be going anywhere this weekend. And by the way, I would suggest right now that you fill your tanks up if you can do it. It's very important that you have fuel in your tanks this weekend, just in case. Just in case. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, and we're on the Truth Social Donald Trump site, at Captain's America is our handle, at Captain's America. And don't forget you can follow us on Twitter, too, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things we have going on over there. And you'll find a little link there for this next guest of mine, first guest tonight. There would be none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yep. Well, if they go over there to the Captain's America Third Watch, the official page website that we have, they'll see you right there. We're talking about columns and whatnot and articles and shows and people that we have on the program. We got you there. We got Frank Silvato there. We got, of course, the Colonel there. We got everybody there. And we're adding to it all the time with different relative information. So probably over the weekend, because I'll have a little extra time, being it's a holiday weekend, even though it's the Memorial Day weekend, I'll probably have a chance to put a couple of things up there.
That's great. Well, we appreciate it. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
I certainly am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice. For all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words that are right there, under God, because their great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices, even though you might not recognize it the way things are going right now. But, you know, Kyle, and this brings me to the first story that we're going to start with. We now know that something really screwy is going on there. In Texas when it comes to reporting the actual events at Uvalde. Now, it appears that there was a delay before the police went in the building. We didn't hear that to begin with, and now the story is changing. It also appears that when we heard there were gunshots exchanged at the rear section of the school with what they said was an armed security guard, there was no armed security guard, number one, and the shots were actually fired, I believe, at a museum or at a funeral home that was right there.
That's right. Evidently, people there had heard the crash that sort of initiated this entire incident, and they went outside, and he evidently opened fire on them. Yes.
Yeah, he fired several shots at them, and people heard the shots, and, of course, police were en route. And police seemed to come around one side of the school on the opposite side of where he was, and he was on the rear side of the school. And I still haven't got it figured out yet whether or not he waited to go in until the cops were in there doing their sweep, and then opened up fire where he was at with the classroom where the fourth graders were, or if he did that before they came into the school. I still can't get an exact fix on that. How about you?
Well, what we understand, of course, is that he did seem to go in through an unlocked door. Then he found the classroom where he killed the 19 children and the two teachers. And there seemed to be then a long period of time between when the police actually breached into that room or that area and ended up shooting him. And we also understand, Captain, I think there were parents outside or bystanders outside saying, why aren't you going in? Why aren't you going
in? Well, they were hollering, go protect the kids. What are you doing? Get inside the building. Go protect the kids.
Right.
Those are the quotes.
And, yes. And this is, you know, the protocols, of course, have evolved, especially very recently for these kinds of incidents, insofar as that they need to take action. They need to take action literally immediately because they're trying to stop an active shooter. And so for this long period of time to have elapsed is a very, very tough question. In fact, this is what I think one of the authorities said when asked that question. They said, that's a tough question, obviously not wanting to say anything more. So this is we're still getting more word on what exactly happened and why these decisions were made the way they were.
Yeah, and there is a period of time that doesn't match the report, which tells me that they didn't know where this kid was for a while, and he very well might have been inside the school building. But we'll just have to wait until this all gets sorted out. And anybody jumping to conclusions right now and reading these blogs with some of these assumptions, they weren't there. They don't know. So for God's sakes, give it a rest. Some of these clowns that are out there. All right, I'll be right back, Kyle. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away here. We'll remind you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. And as you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. Now, he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike's done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Now, let me tell you something. I wore a pair almost all day long yesterday and all day long the day before after they came in, except for coming to the radio station. I could have worn them, but I didn't. And I'll just tell you, they are so comfortable. It's like having a pair of moccasins on, but they're not like moccasins. They're like a pair of penny loafers on air, if that's a good way to put it. And that's because of what I'm about to tell you. Now, for a limited time, you'll save $90 a pair on the My Slippers, but it's not going to be there forever. This blowout sale of the year won't last long, so you need to order now because it's going to stop soon. Now, Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They're designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. They've got the slide into, and they've got the slide onto My Slippers. Now, it's made with a MyPillow foam, an impact gel that helps to prevent fatigue, and it actually your feet actually feel good. And it's made with a quality leather suede. Almost it's like wearing a light pair of penny loafers, if you ever remember those back in the day. Now, you can call the number, 800-641-5459, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. I'll do that again, the promo code CAPTAIN, by calling the number 800-641-5459. Or you can go to the website, mypillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Square, you'll see it on the page, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Whatever you do, use whatever you need to, save yourself a bunch of money, and know what we know. You can certainly feel a whole heck of a lot better with the My Slippers, and they've also got the towel sets, and they've got the bath robes and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that are there. All great products just for you. The offer won't last long, so order now with the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You better hurry up and get those slippers.
That's right.
I think they're going away first of the month, and then they come back with something different. So we'll see.
Absolutely.
Now, we were talking about the response to the school in Uvalde, Texas, but something about the FBI. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, was testifying yesterday up on the Hill in D.C., and he said there's way too many dangerous offenders that are ending back up out on the street being released by these district attorneys that have a different way of doing things these days, or judges that believe holding them in jails is not the way to do it. And violent offenders are violent offenders. Is that right?
Well, certainly, yes.
So what part of locking them up don't you understand?
Well, as you just said, there's the sort of this different way of thinking or different way of doing things. But on its face, Captain, it's just abjectly wrong. We all understand that if you continue to release hardened criminals back into society. Now, obviously, you know, that's why they call them correctional facilities, because there's supposed to be some amount of correction or paying your debt to society and being reformed. That's one of the main goals. But unfortunately, those goals are very difficult to achieve. But if you put people back out there who you know are going to be violent or commit crimes, now you're not doing your duty for society. In fact, you're putting society at risk.
Well, the very often maligned Border Patrol has been praised for their pure heroism effort during the Texas school shooting, because when they got there, their commanders gave the order to get their critical response team together and go into the school and engage the shooter or try to find out where he was and take him out. And take him out they did.
Yes, exactly. And that is heroic. That is one of the greatest things that somebody can do, is to put their life on the line to go and try to save the kids. And this is going to continue to come back to this, though, Captain, and that is hardening the targets. Hardening the schools, or having people on campus that are trained, that are ready to react, that are going to be able to literally be right there on the front lines. We don't want that to be the front lines. Nobody desires it to be so, but it is the front line. And so we have to respond accordingly.
Well, you can't have back doors left open. And I understand this may have been a kitchen or a supply area that this kid came through that he knew about. And
right.
If that's the case, there should have been an armed guard sitting right there to challenge him.
Well, certainly. And we also understand some of the people at the school had reported, or parents or students, that the door may have been open. Again, this is just their speculation, because they had some kind of awards day going on, and parents had been on the campus earlier that day coming and going. So that could be part of the explanation. But in this day and age, Captain, anything to do with schools, everything has – you have to have a protocol for it, and you have to have a safety protocol. And there's just – because you don't know where the next one is going to happen. It seems like it could never happen here. I'm sure the folks there thought something like that could never happen there. And it's the sad truth is it could happen anywhere.
They need one way in, one way out, main entrance, a couple of guards up there. Checking people coming through metal detectors, all that sort of thing. Like it or not, that's the way it needs to be, and it shouldn't be any different. Now, I do want to mention that with the end of the academic year in sight, an overwhelming number of educators, teachers, are planning to close the book on their teaching careers. Now, much of the stems from post-pandemic classroom behavioral challenges with students and ongoing staff shortages that create excessive workloads for teachers, many educators
who have 25 years or more of experience under their belt are now looking to go elsewhere and do something totally different, walking off and walking away from high-paying jobs to go to whatever else they can find. And I don't blame them for a minute, do you?
No, only because things have changed dramatically since the pandemic, the lockdown. We're still finding out, Captain, in the many ways that the separation, isolation, how that played for our young people who lost basically 2 years of their high school careers. And it's something that I don't think we can really describe until we get more time down the line, but it has affected these kids and in more ways than one. And so now that people have come back, I'm sure the teachers are encountering some of this aftermath, and sometimes it's not good.
Now the NRA is having their national convention this weekend. Actually, I think it starts today, may have started yesterday, but it's going to be in Houston, Texas, and they are going to have a very large turnout there. And guess who's going to drop by and pay them a visit?
It's going to be President Trump.
Who else?
Well, originally, Governor Greg Abbott was going to have an in-person appearance there, but has since canceled that. He will, they still will have his recorded remarks. I understand.
And who's going to be outside with a very large contingent of protesters?
Oh, well, that will be none other than the stuntman himself, Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to have some sort of confrontation. It's inevitable, and we'll see what happens. But the educators, of course, will have to come through that to get inside. So there'll be a lot of name-calling and yelling and screaming and all that sort of stuff, I'm sure. But Beto O'Rourke, okay, you people in Texas that are listening to me right now, Beto O'Rourke needs to be something that we'll call a blast from the past. He came, he tried, he lost, and he's gone again.
Yeah, he'll fizzle out, I think, pretty good. But it's unfortunate, Captain, because he's going to be trying to capitalize on the tragedy and then somehow try to bring in the notion that the responsible gun owners, that's what the NRA is about. The NRA and people who are a gun enthusiast, gun safety experts, and so forth, they're not in any way in league or connected to the pure evil of someone who decides to go in and shoot people. That's just not the way that it is. But it's a big brand that they can attack and try to make some connection there.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a great evening to be on the radio. Lots of things to talk about. We've got plenty to talk about overseas right now, Ukraine and whatnot. So I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Texas say the suspected elementary school shooter entered through an unlocked door. South Texas DPS Director Victor Escalon then saying the suspect engaged in a gun battle with officers 4 minutes after he entered the school.
Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school.
The United States and allies are concerned about multiple ballistic missile launches by North Korea. So said Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. He told reporters U.S. analysts are still reviewing data. Kirby calling North Korea's actions provocative and saying the North continues to pose security problems to the Indo-Pacific region. He also noted a phone call between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Japanese counterpart, but did not offer any specifics. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'm going to tell you what I do every day when I get up, and I've done it for well over 7 years now, coming close to eight, and that's take my relief factor. And the reason I do that is because of the problems that I have. And oh, by the way, everything is going back to normal again because of the procedure that they used on me, plus the relief factor, the big massive swelling I had in my calves and my leg and my ankles and my foot have all gone down, thank God. And thank you for your thoughts and prayers. I had a lot of people sending me a lot of information, and I appreciate it. I didn't answer all of you, but you can understand I've been a little bit busy here just trying to do what I got to do. But everything is getting a lot better now, and Relief Factor is a big part of it. Now, I take the Relief Factor every day. I take it with my breakfast or my brunch because I don't get up at breakfast time. I usually get up around 11, 11:30, 12 o'clock. So that's brunch for some people. For me, that's my breakfast. But anyway, I take it with food, which is what you're supposed to do, and it works because of the ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it keeps the pain that you've got in check by going straight to the source of the pain. And there's a lot of pain that comes with some of these inflammatory problems, rheumatism, arthritis, whatever. And, of course, in my case, it's something totally different from the World Trade Center. But anyway, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, which is good for you. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your body. How do you like that? And it's a supplemental thing, and it's all natural. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and, of course, it comes in these little convenient individual packets, four capsules in a packet. You take one packet every time you take it. 1995 for the three-week quick starts, all it costs, 1995. And that 1995 for 3 weeks will be the best investment you've ever made, because I'm telling you, this product is going to work for you. It's going to work for you. And you don't know until you try. And here's what you do. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 1995 three-week quick start, and away you go. You can thank me for it later, because a lot of people said, I've tried everything, nothing's worked. We tried your product, and it's worked. And that's true. I wouldn't tell you something if I'm not taking it myself, but it's not working for me. So there you go. And Kyle, what do we say about Relief Factor?
All you have to lose is pain.
That's it. You betcha. And I'll give a yeah, buddy, to that one. How's that?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Striking fear in the hearts of those in the Biden administration. A former intelligence officer says there may be an Iranian tactic now to force the U.S. to meet its demands amid the stalled nuclear attacks in Vienna. What is that tactic?
What is that tactic? That sounds pretty ominous.
You don't know what the tactic is?
I'm not exactly sure what their tactic is.
Blackmail.
Wow.
Blackmail. They got a dossier on Biden and company that won't stop. That's what the tactic is.
Well, certainly that's not beyond the realm of possibility, is it? With everything that we know, especially from what we know of the Hunter Biden laptop. I mean, that's maybe just the tip of the iceberg.
That's only part of it. They've got John Kerry for all the trips he made over there and the pretty girl escorts that he had from time to time. They've got all these other people over there. They've got Slick Willie Clinton. They've been following him around. With the stuff he did, they got the Epstein stuff. They were in on all that sort of stuff. You want to talk about somebody that can do some damage to the U.S.? Never mind Russia. Never mind China. Iran has got all the information they need to create one hell of a scandal over here.
Well, let's compare that to the very recent Trump years, where President Trump knew and was implementing and being very successful with containing Iran. And there didn't seem to be this kind of a concern, shall we say, regarding President Trump.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned a little bit about Beto O'Rourke, but I'm going to say this again because it has to be repeated. A Democratic Texas gubernatorial candidate, Beto O'Rourke's publicity stunt to interrupt the Texas governor's press conference in Uvalde, Texas, a couple of days ago to make his political statement, which is now, by the way, backfired on him. He didn't get a bunch of money. He didn't get a bunch of notoriety. He did get mentioned on some of the newscasts, but he didn't get a big bunch of followers join him with his group. And like I say, he did not get a big bunch of money, which is one of the things he's lacking if he wants to compete in the gubernatorial race.
There's probably, I don't know, a bunch of other ways that Beto O'Rourke could have made some kind of point, but he opted to go and do something that most people find very distasteful.
It was offensive.
And offensive, exactly, to go in and disrupt with this meeting that was going on regarding the tragedy and basically politicizing it. He could make all the political statements he wants to, but what he did when he went in there is I think he turned off a lot of people. He doesn't come across as being a leader, a thoughtful leader. He comes across as somebody who's going to be pulling these stunts, and people see that as not leadership.
Now, guess what Mr. Mayorkas and the Department of Homeland Security just did?
Well, basically, I think they're making Uvalde, Texas, what they call a protected area, and there won't be enforcement, really, I think, for the for ICE and so forth.
It'll be a come-through-our-area-free zone.
Yeah.
Because the DHS yesterday announced that ICE and the Customs and Border Patrol will not enforce the immigration laws in Uvalde, Texas, following the mass shooting.
Right. So if you're going through there and you're not going to have any fear, really, of being stopped or arrested or
well, they may get stopped, they may get asked for proof, but they're not going to be detained.
Right. Right. And so this is, you know, obviously a major development, and the word will get out. This is, like you said, it's a free zone.
And I have been there, and I've been through that Border Patrol checkpoint that's there, that these Border Patrol agents, about 80 of them, came out of because they're permanently housed there. Some of them live in town. The bachelors live right there at the station because they've got mobile homes and all that for them to live there and stay in. So that's what the deal is there. But I've been there a number of times, and I'm very familiar with that area.
Yes, I can imagine. But, of course, this is being done on the heels of the shooting tragedy. I wonder how people feel that these particular things are connected, because illegal immigration remains just that. Regardless if there was a terrible tragedy nearby.
Well, I don't know. I see Eric is chiming into the chat room. I haven't quite got in there. He says, good morning. Beto also wrote about running children over in his car and feeling peaceful about it. He's another piece of whatever. But I do know that he did a lot of things. Beto is just not in my opinion, he's not all there.
Well, one wonders why he seems to be the candidate of choice for some reason. I thought, Captain, that he just doesn't come across as being someone who's got the weight, as it were, to have this kind of office and so forth. And certainly before, when he ran his campaign and he talked about, hell yeah, we're coming to get your AK-47 and that kind of stuff, you know, I just thought those were non-starters. But, I guess they'll have to learn their lesson again at the voting box.
Well, somebody said lead by example, which is a good way of saying things in terms of the movie stars and all the people in Hollywood that are chiming in about the guns and all that stuff. Hey, grab your ass, put it in front of a school, park in your fancy limousine, sit right there, get your security guards that have got the guns, and become part of the solution and not remain part of the problem. How do you like that?
No, that's exactly right. The reality of, I think, where they're living is the idea that they are going to make a political statement. They're making political statements at the expense of real people who have to live their real lives. People who don't live behind security fences or have an entourage of security personnel, and we understand why, because you have crackpots out there. I mean, there's nobody begrudges someone to have security.
Yeah.
But they live in a different world. They're not going to give up their security anytime soon to have gun control, let's say.
Well, here's the world that I live in. Did you see the latest Gallup poll on the direction of the country?
I know that it's bad.
Did you see the number?
No, what's the number?
83% of the people polled disagree with the direction the country is going in, led by one Joe Biden. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we certainly hope you're having a good day where you're at. Weather here tonight, we got 79 degrees, mostly cloudy, rainy in the north. Not going to be any rain to speak of here, but it's a beautiful weekend coming up here in my backyard. I shall return. Don't go nowhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Helps pay the rent.
said, done, and only in America. An American song for an American weekend coming up on a weekend when we remember all those who we lost in wars around the world. And, Kyle, with that, I'm going to bring you into the mix. And what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Well, of course, yes. I think like a lot of people, people get a day off of work on Monday and might get together and have time with family or friends. But it is the time when we remember all those who have fallen in defense of our great nation. That's what Memorial Day is all about.
And we'll try to give you a little weather, a little update here for the weekend tonight. Now, a slow-moving storm system will affect the eastern third of the country through Friday. Thunderstorms and some severe, accompanied with heavy rainfall, may result in some flooding. Now, for the Pacific Northwest, approaching storm systems may bring some severe weather threats and dry thunderstorms for portions of Nevada, for the risk of some wildfires along the way there. And, of course, we got fog in the area tonight, too, different areas of the country. So, Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. In the southern part of Nevada, Las Vegas, down through Kingman, Arizona, over to St. George, Utah, and even along up near I-70, this is going to be near the Green River and so forth, Moab in Utah. We do have that hot, dry weather that certainly is going to be a factor. That's going to spill on over into Colorado, most of the southwestern quadrant of Colorado, and, of course, all over New Mexico, hot, dry weather as well. But in the northern part of Nevada, up near Reno, we still have a wind advisory there, but also you're going to see a cooling trend in that part of the state as we head over into the weekend. So you could have some pretty good drops in temperature, but also could be showery as they say, over the next few days. So you can encounter some of those rainstorms. This is going to run on up towards Alturas and Northern California, Susanville, and on down towards, it looks like, towards Mammoth Lakes, almost to Bishop in that area. So be aware of that because, of course, you could find yourself in a rainstorm. We've also got a wind advisory in Southern California, but mostly out near Barstow. That's in the high desert out there. And, of course, those of you who have gone through Barstow, like I have, you know that there's a great Pilot Flying J travel center right there. So be sure to stop in when you go through there. Other than that, we've got some of the active rain on the radar tonight. Seattle and Portland looking like they're going to be having rain in the forecast over the next several days through the weekend to about Monday or so. So you've got that going on. You've also got rain out near Spokane. This is going to go out through the northern part of Idaho. Looks like right now starting to approach Missoula. Our friends in Missoula might start to be getting wet here sooner than later, and this also is going to be down near Boise, the rain that we're talking about, also West Yellowstone, parts of northern Wyoming right now, and right now on I-80 back into the Nevada area, if you're in the Elko area, you've got rain coming across I-80, so be careful out there.
Okay, well, we're going to go from North Dakota all the way down to the Mexican border through Texas. North Dakota looking good, South Dakota looking good, Nebraska looking good. Get down to Kansas. We've got some flooding areas along I-35 still, northern Kansas, up around Kansas City and to the west of Kansas City. Come on down to the state line with Oklahoma. There's some flooding right there. Now, we'll get on down into Texas tonight, and we've got some fog right there in the metroplex of Dallas. So that area, about 35, 40 miles around, is going to have fog in it. Then when you get down towards San Antonio, you're going to have some displaced air down there, which is not only going to be fog, but also the air and the humidity down there has presented air quality alerts, which are not good. From Houston on down, right along the Gulf, all the way down to McAllen and Brownsville, you've got some coastal fog down there. Pick up some more coastal fog around New Orleans, then it comes around to Mobile, and then the south part of Florida, Lake Okeechobee over to Fort Myers and straight south. You have got some areas of rain down there and will be most of the day. We'll have some rain up along the mountains of, let's see here, South Carolina, North Carolina, and into Virginia. So that'll be I-85. You'll have some rain up that away and to the west as well. going over towards the valley, going into Tennessee, East Tennessee. Eric might see some rain today up there. Got fog in the Chesapeake River area, Chesapeake Bay area. Got some fog up the East Coast, very spotty, all the way up to where Lynn's at there in Cape Cod. And you got a little bit of fog tonight to the west of Chicago along I-80, headed out that way. So be advised, that's what the weather's looking like. A little bit of lake flooding, too, by the way, on Lake Michigan, on the east side of Lake Michigan, over in Michigan proper. And be advised of that. Now, Kyle, go ahead and tell us why we're going to go to a Flying J this weekend.
Well, Captain, you're going to go to a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center this weekend. Number one, it is, we're here, National Road Trip Day. It's May 27th. And by the way, the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are giving away $50,000 in fuel cards. Up to 100 road trippers who could get a gift card and to help them conquer their summer travel. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com to enter the giveaway. And at the same time, of course, what's the great part about stopping into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers? Well, you can fuel up, you can get great food, and you can get your supplies. And when you do that, you're going to be able to download as well the My Rewards Plus app, start tracking all your purchases, and earn points for everything that you buy. And also, you'll get some great offers as well. And for the months of May and June, they're pushing the points. When you activate Push for Points in the app, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon with your Pilot and Flying J Rewards program. So don't delay. Go to pilotflyingj.com right now or stop in to any of these travel centers. Ask them about it. Get signed up and start saving and getting great offers today.
You know, you're making me excited because I want to get my car, go over there and fill it up. No, actually, I did that yesterday, and I got a nickel a gallon off on the pump price where I went. So there you go. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the weekend coming up, the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Remember what this is all about. And if your young kids don't know about it, tell them about it. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along into the night.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.